Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Me out of bed.
I didn't push you.
Go to sleep.
But then stop falling out of bed. I can't sleep with that nose noise you're making.
Put some cotton in your ears. Something. Police, turn that thing off.
I can't sleep. I'm wide awake.
Well, I'd like to sleep. Now, please, turn it off. Oh, now what?
This doesn't work. Oh. No wonder it didn't work. It had that long thing in there.
Well, it's supposed to be in here. I think I can.
You did it.
Yeah, I can't get my finger out.
It went on again. What did you change the channel for?
Lisa, if you want to watch TV, you watch it.
Where are you going?
To sleep on the couch.
Morning, darling.
Oh, you still got the rollers?
Look, Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry about the fight we had last night.
Oh, that's
it. Was all my fault.
It wasn't all your fault.
Well, I know. Some of it was your fault.
Well, look, Lisa. All right, some of it was my fault.
I mean, to think, most of it was your fault.
If it'll make you feel any better, most of it was my fault.
Well, you don't have to take the blame for the whole thing. Some of it was my fault, but more of it was your fault than my fault.
Yes, Lisa, I don't want to argue with you.
Well, neither do I. Oliver, You know we've been having an awful lot of arguments lately.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
And it's high time we had a talk about it.
Oh?
Do you want to sit down?
Okay.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
You're the one that said we should talk.
Well, it's just that I've been thinking about all these arguings you've been starting lately, and I think it's time we did something about it.
And what would you suggest?
Well, according to my psychiatrist.
What psychiatrist?
The girl that does my nails, Betty.
Oh, yes, Dr. Betty.
She's not a real psychiatrist. She's just good with the nail polish and the advice. Every time she finds that she and her husband have been arguing too much, they take a separate vacation.
Is that what you're suggesting? That we take a vacation from each other?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Oliver!
What?
Don't you want to argue about it?
Oh, I think it's a good idea.
In other words, you want to get rid of me?
No.
Well, then why did you bring up the idea of separate vacations?
Look, that was your idea. But anyway, I think a vacation from each other might be an intelligent solution to our squabbling. As a matter of fact, when I was practicing law, I suggested myself to several of my clients who were thinking about getting divorces.
Oh, so that's what you want, a divorce.
No, I don't.
What do you want?
A good night's sleep.
You wouldn't mind if I went away by myself?
Yes, I'd mind. But I think it would do us a lot of good.
I think you're right.
You could go to New York, you could see some shows, buy some clothes.
I tell you what, why don't you come to New York with me?
Lisa, the idea is for us to get away from each other for a little while, and then afterwards, why, it'd be like when we were first married.
Well, that wasn't very much fun.
What?
You were out of a job, and you always borrowed money from my father.
Lisa, may I ask you one simple question?
What?
How quickly could you pack?
Is that all?
No, sir. There are two more suitcases.
Gee, I hate to see you two split up.
Eb, we're not...
Why don't you apologize? Maybe she'll forgive you.
Look.
Dad, you have no right to do this to Mom.
Eb, I am not your dad, she is not your mother, and I didn't do anything to her.
Then why is she leaving you?
She's not leaving me. We're taking a vacation from each other because we were beginning to get on each other's nerves.
You get on my nerves, and I don't want to take a vacation from you.
Look, Eb.
I'm ready.
Please, Mom. Don't go. Dad is sorry. That other woman didn't really mean anything to him.
What other woman?
Don't pay any attention to him. His little brain just cracked.
This is wrong. Wrong.
Eb, get the two bags.
Get them yourself. You're kicking her out.
That's silly.
I don't have to go.
Lisa, we've been all over this, and we both agreed that it would be the best thing for both of us. Now, let me get the rest of your bags, or you're going to miss your train. Better get on the train.
If you get lonesome, call me, and I'll be right back.
Yes, if I do, I will.
You will what?
Call you.
I'll be staying at the Nelly Shetland Hotel.
Good.
I'll be registered under my own name.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, come on, you better get on.
Oh, look after yourself.
Don't you worry about me.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Mr. Kimball.
She's gone, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's the last you'll ever see of her.
What?
Don't feel too bad, Mr. Douglas. You'll both find somebody else. Well, she will. You may have a little trouble.
Mr. Kimball, she's just going to New York. We're taking a short vacation from each other.
Short vacation? That's what my father told my mother when he took off. That was 40 years ago, and she's still looking for him.
Oh, boy.
Say, now that you're a bachelor, I imagine you'll be getting at your little black book and...
Mr. Kimball, I threw away my little black book a long time ago.
Oh. Do you happen to remember where you threw it?
No.
Well, I think I can stir up a little action for us.
Thank you, Mr. Kimball, but I'll find something to do to keep myself occupied while Mrs. Douglas is away.
How long has she been gone?
She just left.
Well, maybe I can keep you out of mischief. Why don't you come over to the house for supper? My father always said my mother was a great cook. Well, he didn't always say it. He wasn't with us very long.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kimball. I may take you up on that. Hi, Mr. Drucker.
Oh, it's you.
Yes.
Pick out whatever you want, put the money on the counter, and leave.
What's the matter with you?
How could you do that to Mrs. Douglas? Kicking her out in the cold just because she'd rather watch TV than listen to you snore.
Mr. Drucker.
Eb told me the whole sordid story, including how you kept pushing her out of bed.
Eb is a nut. Mrs. Douglas and I are just taking a vacation from each other. Married couples need to once in a while.
Oh, well, I'm glad it ain't serious. You going anywhere?
No. I'm just going to stay home and sleep and relax and read.
Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yes, he is, Sarah. It's for you.
Hello?
Hello, dear.
Oh, Lisa.
Do you miss me?
Well, how could I miss you? You just left.
Well, I miss you.
Where are you?
At the county airport waiting for my plane, but I don't have to get on it.
Oh, look, Lisa, we've gone all through this. Now get on the plane, go on to New York, and forget all about me.
Are you going to forget about me?
Lisa, have a good time. Goodbye.
Now boarding at gate 7, Trans-Pixley Airlines Flight 22 for New York via Eagles Bluff, Tule Meadows, Wilsonville, Platte Ridge, Herkimer Corners, and Jersey City. First class passengers will be served dinner. Please pick it up at the lunch counter before boarding.
I guess that's me.
I want you to...
Supper will be ready in a minute.
Supper? I wasn't planning... What are those?
Hotcakes. Mrs. Douglas told me to make them just like she does, so you won't miss her.
Bye.
Where do you think you're going?
To the Pixley Diner. What do you think you're doing?
Going to the Pixley Diner with you.
Eb, if you don't mind, I'd rather go by myself.
Not without me.
Now, look, Eb.
Mrs. Douglas told me to keep an eye on you, and I intend to.
Look, Eb.
Mrs. Douglas gave me my instructions. I'm to cook for you, stay with you, and sing you this Hungarian lullaby before you go to sleep.
Oh! Look, I appreciate your devotion to duty, but I'm driving to Pixley alone.
Well, I don't think so. I got your distributor cap.
Give me that.
No, sir.
Eb, how would you like to look for another job?
I'd be glad to.
Then start looking.
Not until I save this marriage.
Eb, please, there's nothing wrong with my marriage. It's nice to be alone once in a while, and I'm sure Mrs. Douglas feels the same way.
With all my love, Oliver, if you really loved me, you would have called me. I've been here an hour, and my bell hasn't rung yet. I'm not going to call you either. I got my pride. Hello, operator? Did you just ring this room? Well, you better check. Why don't you call the Hootersville operator and ask her if that wasn't my husband who didn't call me? Hootersville. It's right next to Pixley. What is the nearest big city? Crabber Corners. Well, ask around. I'm sure you're going to find him.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Lisa!
Who is this?
Oliver!
What's wrong? What are you calling about?
No, I didn't call you. You called me.
Oh, I must have dialed your number by mistake.
Oh, you're lonesome, huh?
Well, maybe a little. Are you a little?
Yeah, a little.
I'll be right home.
No, Lisa! Just stay there.
What do I do with myself?
Call some of your friends.
I did, and he's busy.
Well, why don't you... What do you mean, he's busy?
My uncle. Shook you up for a minute, didn't I?
Yes, yes. Did you have dinner yet?
No.
Look, why don't you call room service and order dinner in the room? You always like that.
I don't want to eat by myself in the room.
Well, then go down and eat in the dining room.
Is that what you want me to do?
Yes, that's what I want you to do.
Then I do it.
Good.
I love you.
And I love you. Goodbye.
Oh, Oliver, when are you going to call me again?
I didn't... Late in the week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
And Lisa, don't call me again unless it's an emergency, huh? Bye.
The phone is on top of the pole, and it's going to take him some time to climb it.
Hello!
Hello, dear.
Lisa!
I took your advice, and I came down to have dinner in the dining room.
I told you not to call me unless there was an emergency.
This is. I don't know what to order for dinner.
What?
Well, you always order for me.
Lisa, do you realize it's raining and I'm standing up here on the top of the pole with an umbrella?
But it won't take long. Just a moment. Oh, what's your name?
Charles, madam.
Oliver, I let you talk to Charles. He's the waiter. This is my husband, Mr. Douglas. He will order for me.
Yes, madam.
Now, don't take long. He's on top of the pole with an umbrella.
Good evening, sir. May I take your wife's order?
What have you got?
You wish me to read the menu for you, sir?
No, look, get her a lobster.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'll help you.
Oh, thank you. One lobster.
One lobster? I don't feel like lobster.
Madam does not feel like a lobster.
Well, what does she feel like?
He wants to know what you do feel like.
Oh, but may I see the menu?
Just a moment, sir. Madam is looking at the menu.
Well, why didn't she look at it before?
I think I have a steak.
Madam wishes a steak, sir.
Then give her one!
How does Madam like her steak cooked, sir?
Medium rare.
Medium rare. Very good, sir. Is there anything else, sir?
A baked potato, a dinner salad, coffee and chocolate mousse.
You realize, sir, that dessert is not included in the dinner. However, if she does not take any soup, I might be able to substitute a rice pudding.
Give her whatever she wants.
Yes, sir. Just a moment, sir. Madam wants to talk to you.
Hello, dear. Thanks for ordering dinner for me.
You're welcome.
As long as I have you on the phone, do you want to order breakfast for me?
No!
You miss me?
How can I miss you? I've been on the phone with you ever since you left. Now, please don't call me again. Goodbye.
Shall I bring your dinner, madam?
Answer it. I think I have dinner in my room.
Mr. Douglas? Oh, hitting the bottle, huh? Mr. Douglas, that ain't no cure for lonesomeness.
I am not.
Now, I know how much you miss the little woman, and that is why I'm here. My card, please.
May I have my bottle?
As soon as you read my card.
Haney's Lonesome Service. Now, may I have my bottle?
If you subscribe to my service, you won't need this.
Hey, that was 40-year-old scotch!
When you're lonesome, age don't count.
Mr. Haney!
How long is your wife gonna be gone?
I don't know.
Then I would advise you to start with the one-week de-lonelyizing service. For $15, I will fill your idle hours with fun and frolic that won't give you a chance to think how lonesome you are.
Yes, well, I...
The fun includes horseshoe pitching, whist games, and advanced lessons in how to dance the Big Apple.
No, I'm not interested, and I'm going to sleep.
Well, listen. Here's something that'll keep you from being lonely in bed. A full-color picture of the Beverly Hillbillies that lights up in the dark.
Mr. Haney, all I want is a little peace and quiet. Now, good night! Mr. Haney, will you leave me alone?
Get in, Haney. It's Fred Zippo. Hello, Mr. Douglas. Me and Arnold just come over to see how you're getting along after being all alone.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah. Arnold brought you a book.
Oh, yes. Thank you. The Three Little Pigs.
Yeah, it's his favorite story. I'll bet he's read it more than 100 times.
How could he...
Now, don't tell him how it ends, Arnold. You'll spoil the whole thing.
Yes, well, I
know what you're going through, Mr. Douglas. Being here alone. Doris has been gone for 2 months. But I'm luckier than you. I've got Arnold here to take her place.
Yes, you are lucky.
I like to share my luck. Arnold's going to stay here and keep you company until your wife gets back.
Wait a minute, I didn't think nothing of it. Good night. But Mr. Zippel!
Get out of there! Go on home. Fred needs you more than I do. Keep quiet. How did that get in here? What's the use?
Hello. Hello, this is Mrs. Douglas. Would you please tell them to get my beer ready? I'm checking out. Oliver, I'm home. Oliver?
Mrs. Douglas, I thought that was you.
Where's my husband?
Oh, I took him to the airport. He said he was going to New York to see you.
She checked out?
Oh, yes, sir. She said she was going back home. Would you like to register, sir?
No, thanks. I got to get back to the airport.
Lisa! Lisa! She's not here.
Didn't she come back?
Yes, sir. But when she found out you went to New York, she went back there.
This is the front desk. May I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Mr. Douglas. Did my wife come back?
Yes, sir.
Would you connect me with a room, please?
She didn't check in. When she found out you weren't here, she went back to the airport to return home.
Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't understand it. Maybe she missed the plane. Maybe we should have gone to New York.
Well, what good would that... Hey, maybe that's her.
Keep ringing. He'll be there.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
Lisa, where are you?
Miami.
Miami?
I got in the wrong place. When you're not with me, I always get confused. What will I do?
Check in at the Carlton Gleason Hotel and I'll join you there tomorrow.
I'll get the honeymoon suite.
Just get a room and stay put.
Hello?
Lisa.
Oliver, I've been waiting for you. Where are you?
Cuba.
Why did you go there? I thought we were going to meet here in Miami.
I was. But there was some nut on a plane with a gun. The next thing I know, we were landing in Havana.
Do you want me to get a plane ticket and a gun and meet you there?
No, no, you stay right there. They're flying us back tomorrow. Bye.
Havana, what a phony story that is. If you think I'm going to believe...
This has
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.